So this is it.
This is it.
And this is the way it looks.
This is the way it looks.
I suppose in the end you get used to the furnishings.
It depends. Some people do.
Are all the rooms like this?
Of course not. We get Chinese, Hindus, blacks, everything. What would they want with stuff like this?
And what do they think I want with it? God, it's hideous. Oh, well, I was always living with furniture I couldn't stand anyway, and ideas, and people. I liked it.
Oh, you won't find us about here. You'll see.
Good, fine, fine. Just the same, it seems funny to me. You've heard all the stuff they tell back there.
What about?
Oh, all this.
Don't believe all that crap. People who've never been anywhere near here.
Yes. Where are the thumb screws?
What?
The thumb screws, the whips, the racks.
Are you serious?
Huh? Oh, good. Yes. I was serious. No mirrors. No windows, of course. Nothing breakable. And why'd they take away my toothbrush?
There's your human dignity coming back.
You save your familiarity, my friend. I know where I am, I know why I'm here, but I'd be damned if I'm going to stand for any...
No harm, man. What do you expect? All the guests ask the same thing. Right away they ask, where's the thumb screws? They're not thinking about that Pepsodent smile of theirs. Then you get them calmed down, and about that time, they start wanting their toothbrush. Now, just stop and think. Why in hell would you want to brush your teeth here?
Yes. I suppose that's true. And why would I want to look in the mirror? As far as the statue goes... Yeah, fine. There'll probably be plenty of times when I won't be able to look at it enough. Not enough, see? What the hell, there's nothing to hide. I tell you, I'm quite aware of my status here and why I was sent. Do you know what it's like to come in here? It's like drowning in hot water with your eyes above the water. And what do you see? A statue of Napoleon. What a nightmare. That's all right, you don't have to say anything. You're probably not allowed to anyway. I know, I'll shut up. But just don't think it's a shock to me. I knew what was coming. I know the whole score backwards and forwards, behind me and ahead of me. So, it's no toothbrush. No beds either. You never sleep, right?
Right.
I was sure of it. Why would you sleep anyway? You feel sleepy. It creeps up on you behind the ears first. You feel your eyes shutting, but... sleep. You lie down on the couch and whoosh, all gone. You're not sleepy anymore. You have to rub your eyes, get up and go through the whole thing over again.
You've got some imagination.
Shut up. I'm not going to make any fuss. I just want to look the whole thing straight in the face. I don't want to give it a chance to knife me from behind where I can't see it. Imagination. Well, then, how's this? You don't get sleepy? Why sleep if you're not sleepy? Correct. Ah. Wait a minute. I've got it. Why is it painful to be here? Why would it naturally have to be torture? I've got it. Just because it's life without time off. Without a break.
What do you mean, break?
What do I mean? Hey, look at me. I knew it. That's why you've got that smug, cocky expression on your face. My God, they're atrophied.
Just what are you talking about?
Your eyelids. We used to close ours. We called it blinking your eyes. A second of darkness. A little black curtain falls and goes back up until break is made. It keeps your eyeball moist and blots out the world. Think how restful it would be. 4,000 rests in an hour, 4,000 little escapes. So I'm going to live without eyelids. You know, it's all the same thing. Without eyelids, without sleep. No more sleep. But how am I going to put up with myself? Just try to understand. Try hard. I've got a mean, nasty kind of disposition, you see, and I'm sort of used to teasing myself, but I can't go on doing that all the time. Back there were nights I used to sleep, a wonderful soft sleep, to make up for it. I made myself have simple dreams. There'd be a field of grass, that's all. I'd dream I was walking through it. Is it daytime?
Daytime.
Is it light?
No, you see the lights are lit.
Yeah, I see, but outside.
Outside?
Outside, on the other side of the wall.
There's the hall.
And at the end of the hall?
More rooms and more halls and stairs.
And then what?
That's all.
You must have a day off once in a while. Where do you go?
See my uncle on the third floor. He's bell captain on that floor.
I should have guessed. Where's the light switch here?
There isn't any.
You mean you can't turn the light off?
Well, the management can shut off the juice, but I don't remember they ever did it on this floor. We have unlimited service.
All right, so you have to live with your eyes open.
Live?
Let's not split hairs about words. With your eyes open forever. Broad daylight in my eyes and inside my head. And... If I were to throw this statue at the chandelier, do you think it'd do the trick?
It's too heavy.
You're right. It's... too heavy.
Well, if you won't be needing me any longer, I'll...
You're going? Wait. That's a bell, isn't it? I can ring for you when I want, and you have to come.
Well, yes, but something seems to be wrong with it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
It works.
So it does. Don't get your hopes up. Won't last. Well, excuse me.
No. Nothing. Hey. What's this?
Oh, a letter opener.
You have no mail delivery here.
No.
Then what good is it? All right, you can go. Boy! 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 Oh,
you call?
No.
Here you are, madam.
If there's anything you want to ask. Ah. Only usually the guests want a little information now. All the same to me. Besides, as far as the toothbrush goes and the statue and the bell, this gentleman knows all about it. He can answer your questions as well as I can.
Where is Florence?
I'm asking you a question. Where is Florence?
I haven't any idea.
Is that the best you can do? Torture by separation? Well, it's a failure as far as I'm concerned. Florence was a little fool, and I don't miss her.
I'm sorry, but who are you taking me for?
You? You're the torturer, I suppose.
That's very funny. You came in, you took one look at me, and you thought, that's the man who's going to torture me. What a mistake. That stupid bellboy should have introduced us. Torturer. Let me do the honours. Vincent Crado, journalist and writer. Since we seem to be sharing the same quarters, Madame...
Inez Serrano, mademoiselle.
Good, fine. Well, the ice is broken. Now, do you find I have the face of a torturer? And would you kindly tell me just how you can recognise one?
They look as if they were afraid.
Afraid? That's crazy. Of whom? Of their victims?
I know what I'm talking about. I've seen my own face in the mirror.
In a mirror? This place is impossible. They've taken everything that looks remotely like a mirror out of here. Well, anyway, I can assure you, I'm not afraid. I don't take the situation lightly. I'm fully aware of the seriousness, but I'm not afraid.
No, that's your business. Do you ever, by any chance, go out for a stroll?
The door's bolted.
So much the worse.
I can understand that you're not exactly happy to find me in here with you. And as a matter of fact, I'd rather be alone myself. I'd like the chance to get a few things straight in my mind, put my life in order, as it were. But I'm sure we can get used to each other. I don't talk, I don't even move around much, and I make very little noise. The only thing is, if you don't mind my suggesting it, we should keep up the greatest politeness towards each other. It will be our best defense.
I'm not a polite person.
I'll be polite for both of us.
Your mouth.
I beg your pardon?
Do you think it would be possible to stop twitching your mouth? It's going around like a top under your nose.
Oh, I'm extremely sorry. I didn't realise.
That's just the trouble. You see there? You make a point of being polite, but you leave your face out in the open. You're not alone, and you have no right to inflict the sight of your fear on me.
You're not afraid?
What good would it do? Fear was for before, while we still had hope.
There's no more hope. That I know. But we're still before. Whatever it's to be, it hasn't begun yet, you know, Mademoiselle Serrano.
I know. And so, what's going to happen?
I don't know. I'm just waiting.
Do you hear me?
No! No, don't take your hands away. I know what's behind you. Have no face. Oh, I don't know you.
I'm not the torturer, madam.
I didn't think that's who you were. I thought someone was trying to play a joke on me. Are you still expecting someone else?
No one else is coming.
Oh. Then we're going to be all alone, just the three of us.
It's not a laughing matter.
Oh, I know, but these divans are so hideous. And look how they've set them out in a row. I feel as if it were New Year's and I were visiting my Aunt Marie. Each one has his own divan, I suppose. This one's mine. But I shall never be able to sit down on it. It's frightful. I'm in turquoise and it's upholstered in this spinach green.
And would you like mine?
The burgundy one. It's awfully nice of you, but I'm afraid it wouldn't be much better. Oh, well, what can one expect? Each one gets his little prize. Mine's the green one. I'll keep it. Actually, the only one that could possibly match at all is the one the gentleman's sitting on.
What did you hear, Crado?
What? The divan, yes. Excuse me. It's yours.
Thank you. Well, since we're all going to live together, I think we should make each other's acquaintance. I'm Estelle Delaunay.
Inez Serrano, I'm delighted.
Vincent Crado.
Do you need me for anything?
Oh, that's all. I'll ring for you.
You're very lovely. I wish I had some flowers to make you feel more at home.
Flowers? Oh, yes, I always loved flowers. They'd wither here. It's so hot. Oh, dear. The important thing, I suppose, is to keep in a good humour. You were...
Yes, last week. And you?
I? Yesterday. The funeral isn't over yet. The wind is blowing my sister's veil around. She's doing all she can to cry. Come on, try a little harder than that. There. Two tears. Two tiny little tears shining under the crepe. Oh, Gabrielle is terribly ugly this morning. She's holding on to her sister's arm. She doesn't dare cry because it would make her mascara run. I must say that in her place I... Well, after all, she was my best friend.
Did you suffer very much?
No. No, I was barely conscious.
Well, what did you...
Pneumonia. There, it's over. They're leaving. Good morning, good morning. Such a lot of handshaking. My husband's ill, he's so unhappy he stayed at home. And you?
Gas.
And you?
12 bullets in my carcass.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'm not a very high-class corpse.
No, but I mean, if only you wouldn't use such crude words. It's a little disgusting. After all, what's it mean? You know, it may very well be that we've all never been so much alive as we are right now. If we must give a name to this state of affairs, I suggest we call it absence. Sounds so much nicer. Have you been absent long?
About a month.
Where are you from?
Rio.
Oh. Have you anyone left back there?
My wife. She came to the jail every other day. They wouldn't let her in. She's looking in through the bars now. Doesn't know yet that I'm absent. But she suspects. Now she's leaving. She's all in black. So much the better. She won't have to change. The sun is nice and bright, and she's in black. There she is in the empty street. With those big eyes like a victim's. Ah. She gets on my nerves.
Estelle.
Excuse me, Monsieur Crado.
I beg your pardon?
You're sitting on my divan.
Oh, sorry.
You look so wrapped up.
I'm putting my life in order. It might be better for some people if they did the same thing.
Oh. Well, my life is all in order. Completely in order. It did it all by itself back there, and I don't need to bother about it here.
Really? You think it's that simple? Oh, God, heat. May I...
Oh, don't. No, please, I can't stand men in their shirt sleeves.
Right. I used to spend all night in the coffee room. It was always hot as a jungle in there. It is hot as a jungle in there now. It's night now.
So it is. Already night. Millicent's getting undressed, getting ready for bed. How fast time flies there.
Yes. It's after midnight. They've closed up my room and sealed the door. And the room is empty and dark.
They've put their coats on the backs of the chairs, rolled their shirt sleeves up above their elbows. It smells of men and cigar smoke. I used to like to live that way, with men around in their shirt sleeves.
Well, we don't happen to have the same taste, that's all that proves. And you, did you like men in shirt sleeves?
I'm not very fond of men.